It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to the Open Heaven Hour, and if this is your first time of joining us, I would like to specially welcome you. This is a place where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. This is a place we get to take our devotion together every single morning. So if you know you've been slacking in your devotion time, even though there's no excuse for you to be slacking on that end, but this is another opportunity for you to make up for your devotion time. Right here on the show, we study and dive into the Word of God to know the mind of God concerning our lives. So you are very welcome. And if you've been very consistent on the show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So I want you to pick up your phones and share the link. Invite somebody to join. You might just be saving a soul. Once again, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour, and today is the 25th day in the month of October, 2024, and we cannot but start the day with Thanksgiving. So like I always ask on this show, what are you thankful for? Identify those areas you are thankful to God for, and begin to just show your appreciation in whatever way you can. You don't need to be bothered about any other person. What you do is the most important thing. So if you want to dance right now, if you want to sing, if you want to read Psalms to him, just express yourself. Let him know how grateful you are right now. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven that says, The Fig Tree. The Fig Tree. Our aim today is aim 12 from our Open Heaven Manual. Aim 12, Onward Christian Soldiers. Onward Christian Soldiers. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Luke chapter 11 to chapter 12. Luke from chapter 11 to chapter 12. Our memory verse today is taken from John chapter 15 verse 2. John chapter 15 verse 2, which says, Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, it taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, it purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Once again, our memory verse is taken from John chapter 15, verse 2. Let's read it together. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, it taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, it purgeth it, that it may bring forth fruit. More fruit at that. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Mark chapter 11. From verse 12 to 20, Mark chapter 11 from verse 12 to 20. Are you with your Bibles this morning? Mark chapter 11 from verse 12 to 20. From verse 12 it says, Now the next day when they had come out from Bethany, He was hungry and seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves. He went to see if perhaps he would find something on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. In response, Jesus said to it, "Let no one eat fruit from you ever again." And his disciples heard it. So they came to Jerusalem. Then Jesus went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he would not allow anyone to carry wares through the temple. Then he taught, saying to them, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations,' but you have made it a den of thieves?" And the scribes and the chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people were astonished at his teaching. When evening had come, he went out of the city. Now in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today says, in today's Bible reading, Jesus was hungry and went to get some figs from a fig tree nearby, but unfortunately, he did not find any. Jesus cursed the tree and it dried up, even though it was not the season for figs, meaning that it was natural for the tree not to have fruit at that time. Jesus still cursed it. You may think that Jesus was being unfair to the tree, but he was sending a message to us with that act. You must never wait for the right conditions before you begin to bear fruit for your master. "He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the cloud shall not reap." We can find that in Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 4. If God has given a believer an assignment, he or she should walk towards it, whether the conditions are right or not. If such believers keep waiting for the right conditions, they will never achieve their goals or fulfill their destiny. If you keep observing the wind, you will not sow. And if you have already sown, if you keep observing the cloud, you will not reap. You must set out to bear fruit, even when the conditions around you do not suggest that you should. When I became general overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, I got many promises from God. Apart from the covenant that God had had with my Father in the Lord about the church's great future, all the conditions surrounding the church at that time were not palatable. We did not even have enough money to pay the general overseer's salary, not to talk of getting money to establish parishes around the world or hosting large meetings where millions of people would gather. Even though the conditions did not look right, I still set out to do the things that God called me to do. When we moved to Redemption City, we did not have money to pay laborers to build the auditorium, not to talk of building a city. I worked every night with other members of the church to build the first auditorium. Today, everyone can see the city that God promised us. Beloved, if you wait for the perfect condition before you bear fruit, you'll be like the fig tree. And I am quite sure that you don't want to end up like it, because Jesus said in our memory verse for today that any branch in him that does not bear fruit will be cut off. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says there is no excuse for failing to bear fruit. has today's open heaven been a blessing to you? And you are willing to see somebody also be a fruit bearer. There's a way you can be a channel of blessing to them and pass this message across to them. What you need to do is to visit our website on www.praisewallaceradio.com. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. Click on the podcast first. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to share. And share. The link will pop up above. Just copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisewallaceradio.com. And it's also available on our mobile app on Play Store and Apple Store. Just search for Praise Palace Radio and download. This will give you access to all our amazing shows throughout the day. It promises to be exciting, inspiring, and spirit-filled. If you're looking for a place for entertainment, Praise Palace Radio is the place to be. Thanks for staying tuned. But do not touch that dial, because right after this message, we have an important announcement for you. So stay tuned. But till you hear my voice again, until we gather for another word from the mind of God, remain blessed. Have a beautiful day. God bless you.
And who showed the moon where to hide till evening?
Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past for a brand new future in you. Thank you, because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.